Welcome to the InSync Insurance Podcast. I'm your host, Dawn Cross, and today we'll be discussing the brand new app, SOS Beauty, a new service for customers to book beauty and aesthetics treatments with local professionals. Here today we have guest Faye Finero to talk about her brand new app and how it revolutionised booking in clients throughout the UK. My first question, I guess, for you was, how did it all begin? Where was your thought process behind SOS Beauty?
So I originally came up with the idea back in 2019, January 2019, and I was just looking at the fact that I see so many people posting on Facebook saying, who knows where I can get my nails done on Friday, and you'd see 20 people commenting or tagging friends into it, and then they'd be like, oh, actually no, I'm not available Friday, or I've got no availability for 3 weeks. And the person would get, you know, 2 days later, they've got 50 people now tagged on their post, but none of them are actually available still when they need them. And I was kind of like, not just that, I was also finding that people were getting tagged from people that lived very close by. So for example, my cousin was asking for a lash lift, and she's like, does anybody know where I can get a lash lift? And I was like, my best friend lives on the next street to you. She offers lash lifts from home, but they didn't know each other, so they weren't connected. And I thought, how many people have got somebody living at the end of their street, in their block of flats, you know, that they just don't know offer a service that they need? So I came up with the idea initially, like I say, back in 2019, and it took me 3 years to kind of get my act together and to make it a reality. But during that time, I'd actually gone on to train in aesthetics myself. I also set up an accredited aesthetics training academy as well. So I'd gotten to know the industry from both the customer's perspective, but also then from the business perspective as well. And I started to see some of the issues that were kind of arising within the beauty industry, especially through COVID as well. COVID was a real challenge for beauty businesses, because I opened my clinic 2 weeks before the first lockdown. So you can imagine I generated a huge buzz. I had loads of people that were interested in coming to my clinic. I'd done a lot of online marketing. A lot of people in the local area know me anyway. So I was like, this is great. I've got deposits for all these appointments. Everybody's going to be ready to go. And I had to close down 2 weeks later. I had to refund everybody's deposits because we didn't know when we could reopen. And then when we did finally open back up, I think it was like August after we closed in March. And I had to start completely again, trying to find new customers. And I was like, at that point, I was like, SOS Beauty would have been great now, because I could have just created a free profile. I could have gone on there. People would have sent notifications when they wanted treatments, and I would have been able to get new customers. So that's when the seed started kind of being planted in my head. Like, you had this idea a year ago. Maybe you should do something with it, because what a great tool to be able to help people to market their businesses. Also, what I'd noticed is when we kind of came out of the end of lockdowns, there was a lot of people that were cancelling beauty appointments because of COVID. You know, I've had a positive lateral flow test, and I kind of thought building SOS Beauty is an opportunity for us as well to try and help manage some of this like new cancel culture that seems to have been created. You know, oh, I've had a positive lateral flow test, I can't come in. Well, it's kind of an easy cop out, and I'm not saying everybody uses it as an excuse, but it was giving people this opportunity to kind of be able to say, oh, you know, I don't really have to provide any evidence. You don't know if they've got a picture off Google or if it's a real picture. But if they suddenly decided, oh, I can't really afford that treatment, or something else has come up, that it was just easy to say COVID and nobody could really question it. And so what we did, what I did when I decided to start building this, was also looked at what tools do the beauticians need on this platform to protect them as well from cancellations and things. So there was quite a lot of learning that went into this over the 3 year period, really, from coming up with the initial idea, thinking how I'd use it as a customer, then going on to training aesthetics, and also becoming a training academy, understanding what made a good beautician and aesthetics practitioner, you know, and then also looking at what did they need in place to protect them and to make this system work for them as well. So, like I say, it has been quite a process, but now I've finally got a product that I'm really happy with, and I feel that it's going to be a great asset to beauty businesses and to customers.
Now, that sounds amazing, and it's really great that you're coming out with this idea, because, you know, I've personally seen those Facebook posts where they're like, oh, can someone recommend somebody, and there's like loads of people that are going like that, and then there's no availability, and having that all in one place, I think, is going to be absolutely amazing and worthwhile to everybody that uses the app. So you obviously mentioned some of the features of the app. Could you give me a bit more of a rundown of how it's going to be structured, or like how you're going to be able to use it as a consumer?
Yeah, so basically what will happen, a customer creates a free profile, they go on there and they can send a specific request. So they can say what kind of treatment they want. So for example, they want nails and they want gel overlays. So they can put that on there. They can specify the date and time that they want the treatment. You know, I've got a 2-hour break on Friday. I ideally want that treatment on Friday. Because again, another one of the issues is that what you find in the beauty industry is the customer's trying to work around the beautician. And that's sometimes why they're not reliable, because it doesn't fit their own diary. You're trying to fit around when the beautician's got availability, and you wouldn't go to a restaurant, well, unless it was in that, you know, a kind of like a Michelin star restaurant or somewhere that you've been, you know, you've really had your eye on. If you decided I want to go out for dinner on Friday at 7, you wouldn't think, oh, actually that restaurant hasn't got availability for 3 weeks, so we won't go out for 3 weeks. You'd find another restaurant. And it's really moving that way in the beauty industry. So the customer will specify when they actually want the treatment, and they're less likely to cancel the treatment if it fits into their own diary rather than them trying to fit into your diary. So they might say Friday at 5, I want to go and get my nails done. They then can specify, do they want to go to a salon? Do they want someone to visit them at home, or are they willing to go and visit somebody else in their home? You know, some people struggle with anxiety. They don't like to go and sit in a salon for 2-3 hours. They prefer somebody to come and visit them, or they'd be more comfortable. They might not want somebody in their own home environment, but they'd be more than comfortable to go to somebody else's house and have the treatment done there, who's maybe got a salon at the bottom of the garden or something like that. So they can specify what they want. They can also upload a photograph. So, you know, I've been to one of these dodgy nail bars. I've had my nails absolutely buffered to death, and they're in really bad condition. I can upload a photograph so that when that request goes out to the nail tech, they can actually see what state my nails are in. So the nail tech, they also can create a free profile. So anybody working in hair, beauty, aesthetics, holistic treatments, cosmetic dentistry, any of those kinds of services, they can create a free profile on the app as well. They will then receive notifications saying somebody in your area has requested nails. You know, if you put nails as a service that you offer. So they'll look at it, they'll say, oh, I can see when they want it, I can see what they want, and I can also see that what condition the nails are currently in. I'm going to quote them £60. So the customer will then receive all of the quotations through in one place. So it'll show the booking, it'll show how many quotes have been received. They can go on to that and they can actually click through and view the profile of each person that's quoted them. And they know that those people are available because that person has, you know, that beautician has looked at the date before they've responded. So they've said, yeah, I'm free on Friday at 5. I can make that appointment. That's fine. So the customer then is only getting quotes from people that they know are available, which saves them a hell of a lot of time, you know, just ringing around, checking with 20, 30 companies before they actually get an appointment. They can click on the profile. They can see reviews from previous customers. The reviews also allow the customer to upload photographs. So they're not just seeing pictures in the gallery that have been photoshopped. They're also seeing real life customer photographs to say, oh yeah, that looks like the work that they've put in their gallery. You know, that's a real representation of their work. They can see their star rating. So they can also see the reviews. They've had a lot of information up front, all in one place, about several different beauticians before making the decision who they're going to go with when they make that appointment. So they book it through the app and they confirm it with payment. So we hold the payment then until the work's completed. Once the work's marked as completed, we then release the payment to the beautician. So the beautician only pays for the app. They only pay to be on the app if they have a completed booking. We charge a 20% booking fee. The beautician can also leave a review for the customer. So, you know, in the beauty industry, we've all had those nightmare customers. You know, you do the best treatment in the world, but they put in a complaint, they want a refund. We actually manage that refund process. So if somebody leaves a 1 or 2 star review on our system, it automatically flags up to an admin. We then do a little bit of an investigation. We'll ask you for your side of it. We'll ask them for their side of it. We'll make a decision whether we think that's actually a fair review before it's added to your profile, because we know that sometimes you can have someone who's just having a bad day. They've took it out on the beautician, somebody who wasn't clear on what exactly it was that they wanted. And, you know, it didn't turn out the way they expected it to, but that's exactly what they asked for. So we try and kind of manage that, and we support the beauticians as well through the refund process. And sorry, I say beautician because it's easier to say beautician than to keep saying hairdresser, beautician, aesthetics practitioner. But, you know, generally across the board, any of our businesses on the platform, You know, we would help them manage any cancellations, or we'd make sure that we didn't think that reviews would be malicious. But like I say, you can also review the customer as well. So it, a little bit like Uber, a customer gets a rating. When you get an inquiry come through, you can see and say, oh, that customer's a bit of a nightmare. You know, they've got 2-star rating. They've been to loads of different places. Every place they've gone to, they've tried to get a refund. So it kind of, again, I'm constantly thinking about how do we also protect our businesses on the platform as well as protecting our customers.
That sounds absolutely fabulous. I think you've got it down to a T as well, because especially with the customer reviews, well, I feel like, you know, some people try to almost, I don't know, there's like a certain culture around Karens, for example, you know, it's not relating to every person who's named Karen, if to any listeners that are listening, but more of the kind of nightmare customer that you find in any sort of industry. And the last thing you need is one just slating you just because they want a discount or something, or they're being very ridiculous and unmanageable. So the fact that you want to protect both sides is absolutely brilliant. And I think that's going to be really great to see how it develops as time goes through and more people use the app as well.
Yeah, there's a couple of other features as well. So we've got things like what we decided to do was reverse engineer the process as well. So, you know, like I say, I've got an aesthetics practice. If I've got a cancellation at 5 o'clock today, my salon is sat empty for an hour. I can put a post out on Facebook, but it's only going to reach the people that are directly in my circle, saying, you know, I've got a cancellation today. I might offer a reduced price. So it might have been lip filler that should have been £175, but I'm going to offer it for £125 because I just want to fill that booking because I've already paid for the product. You know, my salon's sat empty. I've still got overheads to cover. So instead of just posting it on Facebook, you can actually send a shout out where it sends it to all of our customers within your area. So they'll receive special offer notifications as well. And you can send 2 of those out a day. So we limit that to 2 because we know big salons that might have 10 people working there could be sending out, you know, multiple posts each day. And what we don't want is our customers to get kind of bombarded with special offers. But it just gives you an opportunity to fill any last minute cancellations so that, you know, customers that might not have been aware of you before realise you've got an offer. You might get them in on the offer price, but then they come back then as a recurring customer. And customers can also favourite you. So if they've come to you for a treatment, they've had a really good experience, they can add you to the favourites when they're going through the review process. And that means that then the next time they want to go and get their lips done, instead of sending out a public notification, they can send it directly to you first. And if you're available when they want the appointment, you can accept it. And if not, they can then make it public. So it gives you an opportunity as well to build rapport with the client.
That sounds incredible. I can't wait. I might use it myself, if I'm honest. That
sounds brilliant. I'm hoping so. I'm hoping everybody wants to use it, fingers crossed.
That's brilliant. So I guess my final question for you, because obviously this, you know, will still be quite new by the time we release this recording, is, you know, once things are up and running and everything's going good, do you have any more plans for the app at all? Or is it just kind of get it out there and see how it goes?
Yeah, so basically with the app, it's going to take a little bit of time because, as you can imagine, we can't release to the public until we've got enough beauty businesses on the app in that specific area. So what we need to do, we're doing a national campaign throughout May. We're working with a national PR company. They're helping us. You know, we've got multiple red carpet events, newspaper editorial pieces, various things that are going out there to help us build momentum with this so that we can get beauticians on board quite quickly. But people kind of need to understand that if you download the app, you create a profile for your business. Depending on the area that you live in, if you live in a small village, it might take slightly longer for customers to start coming through. Like, I live in a village and I'm on Just Eat, and I've been on Just Eat here for 10 years and I've still only got about 8 takeaways in my village. Obviously there's a lot more beauticians in an area and hairdressers and aesthetics practitioners than there are takeaways, so hopefully we can grow that a little bit quicker. But it will take some time for areas to start to build up. Places like Manchester, London, you know, Nottingham, they might build a lot quicker because, you know, there's big city hub, so it's going to take some time for that. What we're also looking at now already is our stage 2 development. So we're looking at things like integrating a booking system, whether or not we work in partnership with one of the existing booking systems, we create our own booking system, these are all things that we're kind of going through with the developers at the moment, because even though they create the appointment for awards, there's no diary management that kind of feeds into your diary at the moment. So, you know, the customer gets appointment reminders and things through our platform, but again, it would be great if that could integrate with your other booking systems and diary management. So that's coming later down the line. We're also looking at things like being able to add yourself as a training provider in the beauty industry. So if somebody's looking for a beauty training course that's on there as a beautician or a hairdresser or whatever, they will then be able to request a specific training course in the same way that a customer requests a treatment. So this is all our stage two development, and there's a few other features as well. I don't want to give all of our trade secrets away, but yeah, we've got plenty of features that we're working on in the background that are going to make the system better. And we're always looking for feedback as well. So if people are using this, they're like, you're missing this treatment, you know, you haven't got this listed, or what about adding this feature, this would work great. We're open to those suggestions as well, and people sending us an email, and you know, we can look into to the costing and the time of actually being able to add that in.
Oh, brilliant. Wow, I can't wait to see it launch and hopefully absolutely bloom and grow and just go nuts, really. I reckon that's, you know, you've hit such a good niche little bit of the market as well. I reckon it, I mean, obviously I'm not a dragon or a business person, but I know for definite that at least five of my friends would want to download that app, really. So, including myself.
Yeah, if everybody's got five friends they want to refer, you know, and get onto the platform, that would be a great start. But I've already got about 3,000 beauticians that have expressed an interest, like working across the whole of the beauty industry, that have expressed an interest in joining. So we're going to be on the app stores by the 25th of April. We should be on both the Apple and the Google Play app stores so that people can download that app and get going.
That's absolutely brilliant. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think we've covered pretty much everything, to be honest.
That's right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. I can't wait to see this app grow. And as well, we'll be linking the app within the description of the podcast episode, so everyone that is listening as well can check it out.
That's perfect. Thank you very much for having me today.
Thank you to my guest today, Faye Finero, for sharing with us her new app, SOS Beauty, a brilliant new booking app that benefits the customers and the practitioners. Don't forget to download it and try it out. We have links to Google Play and iOS app stores in the description. I have been your host, Dawn Cross, and tune in next week for another episode. InSync is one of the UK's fastest growing insurance providers, offering comprehensive cover for SMEs and the self-employed across the UK. Our expert team can tailor your insurance to meet your individual business needs and compare prices from our Lloyd's of London approved partners. We offer a 5-star service and have been FIFO Platinum Trusted Winners 3 years in a row.